The Claire Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
We begin with news that the Department of Health is planning to consult the EU before making any decision on banning sunbeds. The World Health Organization has said sunbeds are carcinogenic to humans and can cause melanomas and other cancers. Well, the proposal for a ban has been controversial with some lobbying groups. So what should happen? Well, joining me now is consultant dermatologist at the Institute of Dermatologists, Professor Katrina Ryan, and also director of the Sunbed Council of Ireland, Emma Rodahan. And you're both welcome to the programme. Emma, are you concerned, first of all, as a representative of the sunbed industry, that this ban might be coming down the tracks?
Good morning, Claire. Hi, Katrina. We as a business, as a lobbying group, Claire, we're looking at it in a business point of view. We're looking at it for a health point of view. We're not against safety or education. We're asking for a regulation and education rather than eliminating it.
Okay. But do you accept what the World Health Organization says, that sunbeds cause cancer?
Like, you act, no one's going to battle against the World Health Organization, Claire. But at the end of the day, like, everything, your cigarettes are carcinogenic. You know, like, we're talking about adults here, and this is our main thing. Is we're talking about adults. People are aware of the dangers of cigarettes. People are aware of the dangers of sunbeds, of natural UV sunlight. Your higher index of 3 up to 9. Like, people are aware going on holidays, your natural UV exposure, getting burnt in the sun, the damages it does to your skin. It's educating the people correctly is what Sunbed Council is mainly for. We're pushing for education. If you eliminate something completely, take the ban, it is going to push it underground, and people are going to use this either way. They're going to take their cigarettes. There's a big campaign all about your cigarettes and your smoking risks. People are still going to smoke, but you need to educate them correctly. Okay. Which is done by cigarettes. Sunbeds and sun UV exposure to your natural sunlight is not educated enough in this country. We don't get sun in a certain level. But we don't educate from a younger generation. And
okay,
this is what the Sunbed Council is about.
Let's bring in Professor Katrina Ryan on this now. So this is about, according to Emma, education. And it's about adults making a choice once they know what the risks are. Do you agree?
I certainly agree with Emma about education. Education should be where we're going, with all types of UV damage. But the issue is that the availability of it, and we're seeing a rise in it again, Claire, unfortunately, like among lots of different groups of people. And we know from the smoking ban, I think, is one of the best things this country ever did. It meant that we saw a huge drop in smoking behaviours, which was incredible. The impact that probably had on frequency of cancer over the last couple of decades is huge. When it comes to sunbed use, unfortunately, it's younger people a lot of the time, in their late teens. You know, I know it's over 18s now, but late teens and their 20s, when people don't make the same type of responsible decisions, even when they know that they are dangerous. There is absolutely, categorically, no question, sunbeds cause skin cancer, particularly the melanoma type. And we've lots of studies. It's not just the WHO saying this. Mm-hmm. They're saying it based on a huge amount of data. So having gone on a sunbed once increases your risk of melanoma by 60%. Melanoma is a fatal type of skin cancer, and it's a cancer of young people. So using sunbeds is far more detrimental to your skin, your cancer risk than natural sun. And yes, I completely agree with Emma. We need to educate, especially in our schools, about the dangers of these. Uh-huh. But if we can take out these sunbeds, so it doesn't continue to become a cultural thing, then it will make a huge difference to our country.
So the bottom line is, you do support a ban if that's the way the government goes.
I think every dermatologist supports a ban. And yes, I agree with Emma. We are worried about this going underground instead, where there will be unregulated use. If there's a way we can ban sunbeds, completely, you know, their entry into the country, that would be the solution for us. But these are young people who are vulnerable, who are chasing the golden tan, and we're seeing our patients more and more go back into tanning salons. As far as I'm concerned, the only safe tan is a fake tan. Mm-hmm. And it's not until it's too late. I have so many patients who I see who are getting melanoma after melanoma, and they just say, gosh, you know, I spent my youth on a sunbed, or had one in my home, and they can't take back that damage. That's the problem.
So, I mean, I know you said you're supportive of education and you agree with Emma in that regard, but ultimately you're saying that sunbeds should be banned in this country.
Yeah, I think we all feel like they need to be banned, and it really does change the culture of the way a person regards a tan if they're not available, and it's been done in other countries, and it does make a difference. There's no question.
Yeah, I mean, just that's a very stark statistic, Emma, that Katrina has mentioned there, that one use of a sunbed increases your chance of getting a melanoma by 60%. That's incredible, isn't it?
We respect medical professionals completely, and we respect Katrina, and we respect everything with regards to the medical professional. You know, your increase of your lung cancer from smoking a cigarette is near enough the same. And, you know, people say, why
I find
you
it really, I'm really uncomfortable with this comparison between, you know, smoking and sunbeds.
We have no choice, Claire, to be honest, because we're all put under the same carcinogenic window now. So we have no choice but to compare.
Yeah, but
I don't want to be insensitive to skin cancer and lung cancer and all this stuff. I don't want to be insensitive, and it affects everybody in life. But we as a business and an industry, we have no choice but to compare with what's also under
the same
window.
Because you're selling a cancer-causing product. That's why you have no choice.
But you see, at the end of the day, we're not selling it. This is an adult. We are not selling it. An adult is coming in.
It's not free.
Knowing. Yeah, but neither are cigarettes. Neither are anything. Nothing is free in this country.
Okay,
nothing.
I have listeners saying close them all down. If you hang around tanning salons, a lot of young, possibly underage people are going in. Another one. So the sunbed companies make the money for the use of the sunbeds, but the taxpayer picks up the tab for the treatment of these cancers. There is no argument they should be banned. Gary Lipman is with us, chair of the Sunbed Association. Are you worried about a ban, Gary?
Good morning. I would like to rebut some of the statements being made by your colleagues there. First of all,
are you talking about the statements by Professor Katrina Ryan, who is a consultant dermatologist, or your colleague
correct.
In the industry, Emma Rodahan? Okay.
No, first of all, let's unpack all this. First of all, the statistics being shown about single use and having a higher percentage of risk. That comes from a report that is over 20 years old and more refers to medical devices used in hospitals rather than professional sunbeds used under the correct supervision. So I think it's unreasonable and unjustified to use such a statistic when it's referring to devices used in hospitals which happen to be ultraviolet, which is a completely different to a professional sunbed.
Okay, well, what about the World Health Organization assertion, Gary, that says sunbeds are carcinogenic to humans?
We live with carcinogenic products. Alcohol, the pill is carcinogenic. Processed meats are carcinogenic. But what we do is learn to understand that we use them in a reasonable way. I'm from the Sunbed Association, and our members work to a very strict and robust code of practice. That means that when people come in, first of all, we check their age and make sure that they're not underage. The next thing we do is check their skin to make sure they can tan. And then we assign them a session time that is suitable for their skin. It's not about sunbeds. It's about UV in general. And when somebody is having a session, a typical session, say, is 10 minutes. Now, a modern-day sunbed, minute by minute, has the same output as the Mediterranean sun. So let's work this out very carefully. 10 minutes And we say that nobody should have any more than 60 sessions a year. That works out to 10 hours a year compared to somebody on holiday in Spain that may well
Gary, your line is failing a little bit, but I just want to go back on what you said there about the staff checking people's skin and their tolerance and the time duration that they're on. Who's training the staff?
Well, first of all, there's an e-training standard that we at the Sun Association are accredited to provide. And this is provided by the Sun Association, let's say, as an accredited EU standard trainer.
Okay, we might try and improve. Your line, Gary, because it's really getting very bad. Lots of messages coming in. Follow Australia, Claire. Ban them fully. The only safe tan is a fake tan. The doctor is correct. Katrina Ryan, can I bring you in on this? Gary pushed back very strongly on the notion that one session on a sunbed increases your chance of getting a melanoma by 60%. Is he right to push back on that statistic?
No, Claire, and he said, you know, that these were studies on medical hospital use of UV. The PUVA studies are, which used to be used for the treatment of psoriasis, very, very different studies. I'm quoting the literature. There's other studies that have shown that if individuals use a tanning, and I mean a commercial tanning bed, before the age of 35, any sessions at all, they increase their melanoma risk by 75%. So the younger you are, the more DNA damage you get per unit UV. There is no question. There are multiple studies that have shown the use of commercial sunbed use increase the risk of melanoma. And there's no question about that data at this stage.
But he's saying it's I just want to address some of the points he raised. Just as dangerous as going on holidays to the Mediterranean. Which lots of people
do. And that's absolutely not either. And people who use tanning beds usually use them systematically. The other notion that somebody, that a beauty therapist can examine someone's skin, you know, and look for evidence of skin cancers or other effects of UV on them, they're simply not trained. And even if there's, you know, they are not dermatologists, they're not medical doctors. So how the onus could be on a tanning salon therapist to check somebody's skin for those sort of changes is crazy.
Emma, do the members of your organisation check the skin in that way that Gary described?
I didn't know that Gary, they do that, to be honest. I know what we do is it's education people. A lot of people that are coming into us will ask what's recommended. And at the end of the day, it's starting low minutes and you're preventing people from burning. You don't want to burn the skin. It's the same when they go on holidays. It's not to burn the skin and cut your time out between 12 and 3 and the high UV index. What we've done at the moment as Sunbed Council is to educate the customers that are coming in. It's educating the ABCDEs of your moles from start to from starting a mole. A lot of people don't realise what skin type they have under the Fitzpatrick skin scale and what way their skin is.
Do you have the qualifications though to advise on that?
I am a trained beauty therapist on my skin for the last 12 years. I work with skin. I'm trained with iTech, Siptech, Sedesco. I'm educated and aware. My staff that work with me are the very same. We, again, like Katrina said, we are not a dermatologist and we're not saying that we are. But what we are to do is we're educating adults. When you walk into a room, you see the skin cancer on the wall. It's like buying a box of cigarettes. You see lung cancer on the box. You're educating people that this is what is going, this is what's happening. And if you're willing to use it as an adult, then you're talking about someone that's an adult.
So you're willing, and you're saying to somebody, if you're willing to risk getting cancer from this product, you're welcome to come in here and use it. Are you comfortable with that?
But there's a chance of getting lung cancer off a box of cigarettes. You're not going to go down to your shop and someone's going to hand you out a 20 Benson and Hedges and say, well, if you smoke these, you're going to get a chance of lung cancer. Like, you want to educate. You need to start in secondary schools. You need to start in first year secondary schools. You need to educate people about this. You have a complete outright ban. Does not mean tanning is going to disappear.
Do you use a sunbed, Emma?
I do, yeah. I do 3 minutes twice a week. Mm-hmm. I have quite bad psoriasis. Now, I'm not saying that that's fixing it. It's just something that works for me. I do 3 minutes twice a week. I also go to the Rose Clinic once a year in Limerick. I want to give a shout out to the girls inside there in the Beacon. Highly recommend them. They're very, very good. I'm educated as to what options are there for me. I get a full mole screening done every year, 365 days when the next one, 1 year, I get a mole screening done, and it checks every mole and freckle that I have. I'm aware and educated enough to know if something changes, that I will ring them. And this is where a lot of people don't even know of the Rose Clinic in Limerick or Cork. So this is where your education steps
Katrina,
in.
Katrina, did you want to come back in there?
I just want to say, please, nobody out there use tanning beds to treat your psoriasis. Again, that's incredibly dangerous.
All right, we'll leave it there. But thank you both. Lots of messages coming in on this. Just because there are other carcinogens out there doesn't mean sunbeds are okay, says this listener. If we can limit carcinogens, the safer we are. Tanning culture, unfortunately, is being facilitated by beauty professionals and writers who casually describe white skin as pasty. Sunbeds should be banned, unlike smoking and alcohol. Sunbeds are not addictive and can be replaced by fake tan products. Anything that promotes skin cancer must be banned. How that woman can defend sunbeds is beyond me.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.